We're talking with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Madam Secretary, special day for the wheat industry. Tell us a little bit about the background of this event.
Sure, a very exciting day for the wheat industry here in Oklahoma. We're going to have both the governor and lieutenant governor here at the Ag Building. We're doing kind of a contest out front of the Department of Ag Building here in Oklahoma City between two OSU wheat varieties. I think it gives us a chance to really highlight the great research that's going on in the state and how important that is to our wheat producers, but also a chance for the governor and lieutenant governor to meet some of our wheat commission members as well as some of our producers here in the state, and just a day to highlight the good work that's going on all across the industry.
Now, did they actually choose their varieties?
They did. You know, I told Mike Schulte this morning that I saved the text message that I had sent. I had sent a group text to the governor and lieutenant governor, which is a unique opportunity to be able to do that, and listed the varieties for them, and they very quickly responded the varieties that they wanted to choose. So we said we're going to archive that text message somewhere at the Wheat Commission. But we're just excited that they certainly have been very engaged with the agriculture industry, and just another day to show them the importance of wheat to the state of Oklahoma, and then certainly the research side of it that's very beneficial to our producers.
And of course, the research is being seen by these two varieties that were developed by Dr. Carver and his team.
You know, we are so proud of Dr. Carver here in Oklahoma. When I travel across the U.S., I can very proudly say I think we have the best staff in the state of Oklahoma, and certainly Dr. Carver leads that team as far as doing research. And I think when you see the percentage of those varieties that our producers use here in Oklahoma, you see the value of that research and the tremendous work that Dr. Carver and his staff do every day.
You'd also requested the taste test. We're going to have that this morning as well.
Yes, we're excited about that. I had a chance. I think, Ron, you may have been there when we did that. It's been a few months ago, but I think a great chance for the governor and lieutenant governor to really see the difference between those varieties. And then I think when we kind of move into more of the foodie side of things, I think there's a great opportunity for folks to become familiar with those varieties and decide they want to pair, a certain meal with a certain type of wheat variety bread. And I think that's a great marketing opportunity that we can really capitalize on here in Oklahoma.
Of course, the governor's all about top 10 outcomes, and this is a good example.
He certainly is. I'm always like to say we're already top 10 in a lot of things in the ag industry, but we really lead the way in wheat research, and that's a great partnership that we're so proud of. And just some things, too, that I think are pretty innovative that we've done here in Oklahoma, specifically to the wheat industry and certainly on the research side. So very proud of that, top 10. And, again, we're so appreciative that both the governor and lieutenant governor are making time to visit with us all today.